Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Avodah Zarah Shinihuha Ovdeha. If an idol that was being worshipped was eventually abandoned, the people who owned it moved away, they left it behind, and there doesn't seem to be any plan to return to it, Bishat Shalom Muteret, if it happened during a time of peace, then the idol is permitted to benefit from the fact that they left. Doesn't seem like they were in any hurry. It wasn't like they were running away from somebody. There's peace out. So therefore, it proves that they don't want it anymore and that it's now nullified. Bishat milhama asura. If it happened in a time of war, it's prohibited. The fact that they left it behind is very possible because they were fleeing. They were running away from the war, and that's why it got left behind. Bimosya'ot shel melachim hare elu mutarot. If there are pedestals that are set up in honor of the king that they would put an idol on, you're permitted to benefit from, even though an idol was placed upon there, because what they would do is they would have these pedestals across the route that a king was supposed to take, and they would put idols on them on his journey for him to get out and to bow down to them as he passed. So the Mishnah is telling us that those pedestals they put the idols on were not prohibited to benefit from. Why? Because they stood up these idols on the pedestal only when the king actually passed by. The pedestals were not used as permanent places for idol worship. Only there temporarily when the king travels. And sometimes the king would actually even take a different road. And he wouldn't even pass these places. So the pedestals, therefore, are not considered to be permanent places of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, they're only temporary. And we learned earlier on in the Masechet that when something is only temporary, they do not become prohibited to benefit from. But if pedestals obviously were used in a permanent fashion, then those pedestals would even become prohibited.